Welcome everyone to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we feature the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. Today, our guest is a local business owner here in Indianapolis, Sharon Schweitzer, owner of BioWaves. Sharon, how are you doing today?
Hi, Ryan. I'm great on this beautiful sunny day. How are you?
I'm doing very well also. Sharon, let's talk about how you can help your clients as owner of BioWaves.
That's a good question, Ryan. You know, everyone has a measure of health within them if they're alive. And whether they have a little or a lot, I can support them. If with a little, I can increase that amount. And if they have a little, I can assist them to keep that health vibrant. I'm very good at supporting a safe, contained processing of overwhelming experiences for my clients. Anything that their body isn't taking care of, whatever dis-ease, illness, uncomfortableness, trauma, whether one big trauma or a series of small stresses over time, the list goes on. I listen for what their system chooses to express and support its lead in a non-judgmental and non-invasive way.
Wow. So Sharon, what is your background?
Well, Ryan, my background is I've always had an interest in science and health and the brain in particular. I had a desire to become a neurosurgeon. Instead, I became a musician. One time someone told me that they both require precision. So I was like, okay. And later I got married and had a couple of kids and that I did not want to put into daycare. So I had to start my own business. And I started with cleaning houses. The opportunity presented itself soon after that to become an interpreter. And that's pretty much what I've been doing since then, predominantly in the medical field. Years later, I was involved in several car accidents where I was hit. Clinical medicine took care of a lot of the issues, but I still experienced pain that wasn't going away. So I started looking for alternative or complementary treatments that could help me. And I found some that did. And it worked so well, I wanted to help others. And I found a school that teaches biodynamic craniosacral therapy. It fit my expectations, it fit my schedule, and it just has really helped a lot. It's not a new modality. Most of the world and the West Coast are really familiar with it. Here in the Midwest, we're always the last to know. But it's very profound, and I get such great results with people, and I'm really excited to share it with others.
So, for those who aren't familiar yet, you said it's biodynamic cranial sacral therapy.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, the core principle of biodynamic cranial sacral therapy is that health is always present in every living body. Sometimes when we focus on being ill or pain, it's possible for a person to lose a connection with their underlying feelings of health, comfort, and ease. And biodynamic craniosacral therapy helps them reconnect with that health inside them.
As you got started and bringing this to your clients, what do you wish you knew as a new business owner?
Well, I'm learning all the time. And in looking back, I think the most helpful thing that I had was a mentor, someone who had been through the process and was willing to answer any questions and help out when I needed. And having already had been an entrepreneur with my other two businesses, I know the effort it takes to get a business started at the beginning. And so with biodynamic craniosacral therapy, I made the decision and began organically talking with people, sharing with people what I do, networking and using social media, a lot of word of mouth.
And so that brings us to our next question, Sharon, which is how can our viewers and listeners get a hold of you?
Well, my website is biowaves.com, and that's biowavz.com. My contact information is on that website, and I also am on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for being our guest today. And to everyone watching and listening, thank you for catching this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. Catch our next episode soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.